The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
With another episode of the Ben and Vince Show here on Obscure Porn Radio.
Hello and welcome to that show. What's the traffic update?
Traffic update is there's 12 cars in the parking lot.
How fast are they moving?
None of them are moving.
Oh my god. Bumper to bumper.
It's a parking lot out there. The good news is that I was able to pull through. So when we're leaving, we can just go and, you know,
just
get on out of there.
Straight ahead. That's great. How about the weather?
Okay, it's 65 degrees in Islip. Don't ask me about Newark, but it's probably something similar. Actually, the front's probably coming through.
My phone now tells me when it's going to be a lot warmer or colder the next day than it was the day before.
Why does it do that?
You know, because Google wants you to be prepared. They want to help you out with every part of your life.
Is that like a setting that you turned on, or just decided to do it one day?
It just decided to. I could probably turn it off. I guess it's slightly useful. So, good job.
No, I mean, that makes sense because, you know, people don't pay attention to the weather, and you always see people walking outside, like, way over or underdressed because they just assume it's going to be the same temperature as it was yesterday.
Exactly, and I used to be one of those people. I mean, even though I would... Every morning, you know, I would open the window and stick my hand out to see what the temperature was.
You know, back in my day, we didn't have all these fancy apps. You wanted to know the temperature, you just open your window and stick your hand out.
I mean, in my day, we didn't even have windows or walls or temperature. So, it was very different. But, but even with that window test, it didn't always work out. You know, sometimes it's a lot colder in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And in the rest of the day.
Sometimes it's warmer in the morning.
I would say less often is that the case.
Yeah, but that's when people really get tripped up.
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, tomorrow it's going to be 13 degrees colder than today.
Damn!
But today was really hot, so...
What was the temperature today?
Well, if I'm doing my math correctly, It's telling me that tomorrow it's going to be 67 degrees.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So it was 80 degrees today for you?
I don't quite believe that. I mean, it was pretty warm. It was, but I would believe like 70.
Like 67 is warm.
Right. No kidding.
The other day, it was like, I don't even know. It was cold. Like I got up, and it was freezing.
Wow.
I had to, literally, shut off all the outside water.
Wow.
And all that shit, yeah.
So this has been weather on the ones through eights.
Just a disclaimer. Forecast may not apply in your area or date.
So moving on to who are you endorsing in the election?
Michelle Wu.
Blue?
Wu.
Wu.
Wu Wu.
And what is she running for?
City Council.
Oh, of which city?
Boston.
I see. And what is her position?
I don't know.
Let me ask her one question.
What are those?
What? Is that your question?
I assumed that was going to be you. I just got one question for you.
It's not that.
What's your question?
Well, maybe it's two questions. Or maybe it's one compound question. It's one question with two parts. What are her views, and how does she feel about things?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
How can you vote for her then?
Let's tell her to call in. I don't know anyone's views.
So you're just randomly slinging your ballot around?
No, she's cool. She's the only one that's cool.
Right. There's a crisis of leadership in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need some new and or old voices to step in.
So, I mean, yeah, I definitely think that we need to make America great again, if that's what you're saying.
I won't argue with that, but, you know, I didn't say that. You said that. What are you most nostalgic for from the 50s?
Segregation.
Yeah, okay. That was pretty good. I'm going to go with soda fountains, like ones that they used to have.
Yeah. Well, how about the cars?
I don't care about that.
They had like tail fins and shit.
Yeah. I don't care about that. I'll go ride on a dolphin if I want tail fins.
Put it on that dolphin.
That's what I'm saying. Me.
Yeah. No, I mean, come on. 57 Chevy? You tell me you don't want to drive a 57 Chevy?
Probably doesn't work anymore.
See, that's what's wrong with this country.
You know, Nothing works.
I turned on CNN the other day, and I learned that millennials are...
Is that me?
...are destroying the auto industry with Uber.
I mean, that can only be a good thing, right? If that was really true.
No, dude. First of all, Uber's
jobs.
Bad. Because every Uber driver is a rapist. Second of all,
as opposed to those cab drivers.
Second of all, the auto industry is what made America great in the first place.
Right.
And all these socialist millennials just want to turn. They just want their freebies. They wanna be recognized for not having done anything. They just think they're special. and, you know, they just want to lie at home on mom's couch and play Tinder all day.
And so, is that true?
I mean, yeah, obviously. Wow.
That's pretty bad, then.
That's why Bernie Sanders is going to be president.
Because people want an old guy who will just yell at, or about stuff.
Yeah.
That's what used to get things done.
Did you see on SNL whenever he was played by Larry David?
I did see that. That was pretty funny.
Was that good? Because I've never actually seen Bernie Sanders speak, so I don't know if it was a good impression.
I also haven't seen him speak. But, you know, Larry David's pretty funny. My favorite part, actually, I watched that whole episode.
Yeah, because, me too.
Okay. I didn't think it was that great. But my favorite part was at the end, you know, when everybody's, like, saying goodnight and, like, waving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you seem like you know where I'm going with this.
He called her, what did he call her?
Oh, yeah, that was funny too. But that wasn't actually what I was talking about. He's like, yeah, thank you, Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, Jane Krakowski. yeah, NBC, I'm black, everybody. Thanks, Janet. anyway, during that whole thing, I guess after he says all that, and then, you know, it's just everybody's applauding. Larry David's just standing there off to the side with his, like, slouchy posture, chewing gum, just, like, half-heartedly clapping. Like, as if he could not be less interested. That was awesome. I wish they would do another season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh. Let me ask you, do you like Seinfeld?
No.
Did you hear he's still the highest paid comedian in America or on Earth?
I mean, what does that mean? Who's paying him? Is he on tour?
Yeah, and... The car show and the Seinfeld show.
He made money off that.
I know, right? but he made $36 million last year. Which doesn't sound like that much, I guess.
It's less than Roger Goodell.
Yeah, that guy's just, like, evil.
Did you hear the rumor that Taylor Swift is making $365 million a year?
I don't think I've heard that.
It's $1 million for every day of the year.
Right. Is that before or after taxes?
Probably before.
Right. So, that's less than $1 million per day, then.
Well, yeah. But, it's like a new house every day. She could just buy everyone's house by the end of the year. Can you imagine?
Do you think there's only one person per day in America?
Well, how many people are there in America? Like 300 million people.
I think it's like 300 something million.
Yeah, so that there's 1 million people in each house.
Right, okay.
At least yeah, where I live.
Are you thinking of ants? Per anthill?
Did you know there's 2 billion insects per person on Earth?
I guess that sounds fine to me. That seems like a good, appropriate number. Yeah, isn't it like... You know, if you added up all the insects, they, like, weigh, you know, 5 million times more than all the humans weigh.
It's 1 pound for each person that's on Skype right now. Which is, we have no idea how many that is because we're not using it anymore.
So that was just a guess.
We only have one more copy left. So whoever wants it, just come in and play that can game.
But yeah, we got it all set up over here. You do have to bring your own ball, though.
Yeah.
So anyway, how much did, like, Michael Jackson make per year in, like, 1991?
I don't know.
I guess that's just a single year.
I mean,
365 million sounds like quite a lot.
Yeah, like, I thought that, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce maybe made 100 million put together.
Sure. Yeah.
But
I thought the music industry was failing, much like the auto industry, also due to Uber for some reason.
Well, I guess they just make all their money on, like, concerts, right?
I guess.
But, like, if she's making $1 million every day, then probably not, right? What could she possibly be making that much money on?
So you started this conversation by saying it was a rumor.
Yeah, it's a rumor. I just heard it.
Is that impacting this debate at all? Or
I didn't know this was a debate. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on the side of Cost. The number 1 million.
Caution. You're on the side of caution.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes. No.
Well, anyway, everyone knows Jay-Z makes all his money on... What? What are you saying?
You say Tidal? Were you going to say Tidal?
I was going to say Tidal.
Well, my figures were from before Tidal.
Okay,
BT,
sure.
BT, if you will. But I thought that Tidal was not a thing that anyone uses.
Yeah, but it's still making him, you know, $20 million every second.
How?
No, I mean, this is just a rumor that I starting.
Is it like a money laundering operation?
Yeah, that's why it's called Tidal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leave it to the Illuminati to leave all the clues right under our nose.
Oh, that's right. He is part of the Illuminati, right? We talked about this last time or previous time. Is that right?
So. I don't remember anything that happened in the past.
They probably erased your memory.
Yeah. Anyway, is Taylor Swift an Illuminati?
Oh, probably. Or she's probably like anti-Illuminati, which is like a completely opposite yet almost identical group.
Have you seen this video about how Back to the Future predicts 9/11?
No.
Oh man, it's amazing.
By it, do you mean 9/11?
No.
Okay. Just, you know, I was trying to do some gotcha journalism.
Right. Well,
what's the prediction?
Let's take a break.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna end on a cliffhanger.
Well, I mean, it's not a cliffhanger. The movie is foreshadowing the events of 9/11.
Yeah, but how?
Okay, well, let me just tell you. Oh, I don't want to give it away.
Oh, and you mean in case someone hasn't seen the movie?
No, in case someone hasn't seen the video.
In case someone is less than 14 years old.
Just go to the YouTube. Oh, man. Not the video of 9/11.
Yeah, it was tragic. I was there watching the video at the time.
What are you, the Buffalo Wild Wings guy? From the league?
Oh, I don't watch the league.
The guy from the league who lied about 9/11?
Oh, that guy. Steve something?
Yeah. Steve something.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll take a break.
Yeah.
People of Washington, your nation needs you to order the new Big O Cheesesteak from Jerry's Subs and Pizza. This is an executive order. Sizzling steak and tender chicken smothered in two melted cheeses topped with Jerry's famous onion straws. Get the world's best cheesesteaks delivered when you order online at jerrysusa.com. Forget ooh, this is O, Jerry's, the Big O. And note to the lamestream media, the O in the Big O stands for onion straws and not the celebrity being impersonated.
Baby, if you're willing to wait a bit longer. Cause every time we hang, it's getting stronger. Walking the walk for another day. Please, now wait a little while till my aches away. Can you do that for me? It's been a few weeks, but it still hurts. Not forever. And there is only one way for us to be together.
Give me some time to ease my soul. Baby, after that, let the good times roll. I almost ain't got no more tears to fall down. I gotta be right this time and get my feet on the ground. I almost ain't got no more tears to fall down. I gotta be right this time and get my feet on the ground.
So,
hello. What?
Yes, we're back from the break.
Huh?
I said we're back from the break.
Okay. Yeah, I had a good one. I found out that these guys, Al Qaeda, predicted 9/11. Yeah.
Too soon. Too soon for these jokes.
They also caused the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Isn't that so stupid?
Well, this is the way the world works.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to support Israel, you have to deny historical details about the Holocaust.
It's for most of us, that's an easy decision.
Well, speaking of the Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
I don't have anywhere to go with that.
How's MIT? That is a Jordan Turner joke right there.
I wonder what that guy's doing.
I've wondered that before too.
You didn't invite him to the wedding.
That's true.
Anyway, yeah, let's have a wedding recap. Wedding rundown.
Okay. I've had a few of these, but let's do it again.
Okay, yeah, because I was gonna say, remember when there was that party at your house? And then we had that whole recap episode.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this is a recap of a party that happened at Josephine Butler's house.
Is it really her house? It must
no.
be.
No?
No. Whose house is it then?
It belonged to some... Well, I don't know about originally. I think most recently it belonged to some ambassador or something. But anyway, now it belongs to the Washington Department of Parks and People.
Is that actually what the department is called?
Yes. Parks ampersand People.
That's like one of those, like, you know, hipster charcuterie bars.
Yeah, that's right. Gloves and cats.
Crumbs and whiskers.
Wait, is that an actual one?
Yeah. That's the cat cafe.
The cat cafe. Is that the one I went to?
I mean, it's the only one that I know of.
It was on O Street.
Sure.
Is that the one? Yeah, anyway. Well, yeah, I didn't have any of the cafe part, though.
Well, how was the cat?
Yeah, actually pretty boring as well. Yeah, I mean, I think I went at a bad time. It was like 5 p.m. And that's like, they're just waking up.
Interesting.
Or like they were energetic all morning, is what I heard. And then they go to sleep. And then maybe, you know, maybe by 6 or something, then they're kind of more awake again.
Huh.
The cats just sleep all the time and are probably pretty boring most of the time. But anyway, okay, I think that was part one of the recap.
Yeah, so, okay, you never answered my question.
Okay,
you never answered my question.
I was answering it with a question.
I literally heard nothing about what you said. I was out of the room.
that was fast. I said, how many times did you cry?
Oh, how many times did I cry?
Yeah.
Like, mentally or in real life?
Real life.
Oh, well.
But the answer can be fractional.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Half a time?
Okay.
How many times did you cry?
Maybe like two halves of a time.
Some people thought that you were crying during, like, the toasts, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that was... Well, maybe I'll count that as almost a full time on its own.
Pretty good.
But yeah.
Pretty good. It was good, man.
Anyway, well, thank you. I thought so too. I was not looking forward to it because I normally hate weddings, but
why do you hate
this one
weddings?
Was actually fun. They're just boring and I don't really like to dance and they're boring and I don't like things looking nice. So, although I was very glad that it all looked so nice for my own wedding.
Okay, so, for the flowers, though.
Yeah.
Question about the flowers.
Okay.
Like, how did you pick those flowers?
Well, I didn't. But if you mean the now union of two people into one person.
Is that how it goes? You're one person now?
I think there. We are, we're two columns standing apart, but supporting the same thing or something like that.
You're two shores with an ocean in between you.
Right. Yeah. We're two ham radio operators, T-Bone and Connor, with 100 miles of I-95 between us.
T-Bone and Connor Bone.
Connor, short for Connor Bone. Yeah.
But I never asked you. Is Diane changing her name or what?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Connor was a metaphor. She will probably before we have kids.
What about you?
But, no.
You're not just going to swap?
Yeah. Say that out loud to yourself. Does that sound good?
Wait, what do you mean? I just said it out loud to both of us.
I mean, the result of me swapping.
Ben Chang?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, I said... I sound like a Cartoon Network show.
You sound like a Cartoon Network show?
I think it's Cartoon Network, right?
What are you talking about? What show? Hannah Montana? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Disney Channel, you idiot. I'm talking about Ben 10.
Ben 10?
Ben 10.
What's it about?
I think it's about... I've never seen... I mean, Hunter. Or maybe he is an alien. Maybe he's being hunted? But
that seems pretty heavy for a kid's show.
I don't think so. He probably, he probably just throws them back after he catches them.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I think he has some kind of ray gun.
I mean, why don't they just build a wall?
Yeah. We're going to build a wall around the Earth.
Yeah, I mean, how expensive could it be?
let's do the numbers. Okay.
No.
So how much do you think one wall would cost?
It's probably Taylor Swift would pay for it.
Right. All right, well then it's settled. We'll eminent domain Taylor Swift.
Sounds good.
But as I was saying, I don't want to sound like a Cartoon Network show.
All right, fine. So back to my original question: Are you the
right
cypress or the elm? Is that it?
Oak.
Oak. Yeah.
I think it was oak.
Oak.
Palm.
Bonsai.
Palm. What?
Anyway, no. Go on.
Well. I think it's left up to the listener.
And why was that offensive?
Why was that offensive?
Yeah, you, the first time I see that, you said, that's offensive.
Because oaks are, like, big and stout. You're basically calling one of us fat.
Wait. Big and stout doesn't mean fat. A fat tree is like a, you know... I don't think there are fat trees.
Sure there are.
No.
Like an oak.
I guess I don't really know what an oak tree looks like. Maybe I'll Google it.
You city slicker.
Oh, yeah.
Oak
tree
like
Mazda?
Like a redwood.
A redwood would just be someone who's really tall.
No, but they're also like, you know how thick those are?
Yeah. But they're also really tall. So. I don't see
anything proportional.
This just looks like a normal tree.
I guess my impression of an oak tree is that it's like really solid and
yeah. Aren't those good qualities?
Fat?
No, solid and you know.
All right, I'm looking it up too.
It looks like someplace you would want to hang out underneath when you're in like a field. I mean, like, what's a cypress?
No idea.
It's like something they would have on a golf course.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, a cypress is totally what I thought it was.
Let me see. Oh, really? Then you think they would have that on a golf course?
I don't know. If it was called, like, you know, Cypress Hill or something.
Isn't that like a band or
is it
something? Cypress.
Wait, what is this?
Well, I'll tell you.
Hill. Oh, it is a band. What the hell?
I think they're the kind of band. I'm probably only saying this because of that show, One Tree Hill. But I was gonna say they're the kind of band that would play during a CW show.
Okay, I'm looking from these Google image results. That's definitely. Not true.
Oh, okay. Do we have, like, a fact checker on this show?
Position is available.
Okay, I've also done a Google image search, and I would have to concur.
So, okay.
There might be, I think they're more going for the Sugar Hill Gang. Illusion.
Right.
Rather than the One Tree Hill illusion.
King of the Hill.
But, okay, I mean, cypress is, like, not really a badass kind of word, you know? I feel like I can't blame myself for getting that wrong.
So, I mean, I guess you're saying that both, you're saying that one tree is fat and the other tree is wimpy, is that what you're saying?
Is that what you're saying?
Oh my god.
Answer your question. I guess I'll be the oak because oak comes after cypress alphabetically, as does my last name versus Diane's last name.
But your first name comes first. And
so,
your last name is going to be the same.
So we'll, you know, she's going to be. No, it's you know, it's tree, comma, oak, and tree, comma, cypress.
Okay.
So.
You know, you could have just said oak tree and cypress tree. That would have made more sense.
No, that's why it's last name.
Yeah.
That's why it's my last name. Wait. Okay, it's comma tree oak.
Okay.
I'll tell you what was offensive, though. After we, you know how we went into the photo booth room and, like, put all that shit on me?
Yeah.
That woman taking the pictures, her name is Barbara, in case you didn't know. She was like, that was, like, the only interesting one I've had all day, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, like, that was, yeah. It's like, all right, that's nice. That's nice of you, considering we just spent an hour taking pictures of us.
Oh, I thought, like, I was under the impression that just nobody went back there, and she was just, like, twiddling her thumbs in that room all by herself all day.
Yeah, that is slightly true, but I think some people did go back. But anyway, whatever, Barbara. That's my review. So... is that the recap?
Yes. I feel like there was something else I was going to ask you about. Oh, yeah. Sorry I had to miss the party on Monday.
Yes. The park. Yeah.
How did that go?
Well, we were all there, but no one had prepared anything.
What about all those people who didn't get invited to the wedding but did get invited to the party?
Right. They were there too. But, again, like, one person brought, like, a package of Oreos. So it wasn't really enough to go around. But other than that, yeah, I have to say 0 times during that one.
Oh, that's good.
And I didn't wear a suit or a yarmulke. And so I just think the effect was not as good.
Cool. Do you have any questions?
But we did miss you.
Do you have any questions for me?
How was it from your perspective?
From my perspective, it was great.
Okay. That phrase comes from one time, my uncle was, well, he was there, so you might have seen him. He looks a lot like my dad, because they're twins. But anyway, one time we were over
weird,
at...
Is that weird, by the way?
No. I mean, do you think it would really be weird?
Yeah, I think it would be weird. I don't know.
Well, I mean, my dad has a beard, so it's not
so
that,
he's the evil one.
Right. Anyway, one time we were over at my uncle's house for, like, Thanksgiving or whatever, and he was telling this story about how one time, like, just recently, or, you know, right before that Thanksgiving, he had, like, I guess he had, like, woken up in the middle of the night and gone to the bathroom or something, and then, I'm telling this story, like, 5 million times faster than he did, but anyway, and then he came back and, like, slipped on something in the bedroom or whatever and, like, fell and, like, hit his head on, like, a chair or what, I don't remember, like, something sharp. And then he was, like, bleeding a lot and had to, you know, and then, like, he had to wake up his wife and they went to the hospital. So he was telling us this story, you know, which is kind of a little bit of a gruesome.
That's why it's important to be married, by the way.
Right. No kidding.
Anyway, yeah. Go on.
Liz Lemon learned that lesson. Yeah. So, like, this kind of a gruesome story, you know, but he just told it very, like, as if there was nothing weird about it. But his wife, like, she was talking to someone else on the other side of the room while he was bleeding? While he was telling the stories. But then he was like, yeah, so I just, you know, I fell and then I was bleeding and then I had to be like, Janice, you know, come on, or, you know, wake up, we gotta go to the hospital. And then he's like, I wonder, and then while he's telling the story, he's like, hey, Janice, do you remember that time that my, you know, that I split my head out, that I cut my head and had to go? And she's like, yes. And he's like, how is that from your perspective? She's like, it was not good. So, yeah.
Well, how is that from your perspective? From my perspective, it was good.
That's good. Yeah. I thought it turned out very well. I thought, like, there wasn't anything that went wrong, pretty much. You may have noticed that we, after that cake thing, we kind of just stood there and had no idea what to do. You know, the behind-the-scenes scoop on that is that the caterer people were supposed to, like, you know, immediately start serving cake to people.
Yeah.
But they, like, hadn't gotten the message or something.
Well, I noticed that there was two cakes.
Yes, that was right. There was, like, the display cake and then the eating cake. So, yeah, these are tricks of the wedding trade.
I was trying to get people to guess if you guys were going to smash the cake in each other's face.
Right.
And people were like, what? Is that a thing?
Is that a thing?
Isn't that a thing?
I'm not aware of that being a thing.
Did I make this up?
I mean, feel free to tell that to Amanda.
I'm pretty sure.
Have you ever seen this happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really remember most. I mean, I haven't been to that many weddings.
Yeah, me neither.
What, three or something?
Hmm. It would have been four if you had actually ended up being invited to.
Oh, yeah.
The one the week before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the other thing that went not quite as planned is that, you know, how you might have been doing the dance part. You know, I was motioning at other people to get up.
No.
And then they... Oh. Like my immediate family kind of people.
Yeah.
But then they were like only up there for like 2 seconds before it ended.
Yeah.
So the DJ guy was like supposed to announce that at some point. But I think he did, but like you also may have noticed that no one could hear anything he was saying when he was like saying things in the other room.
Yeah.
So I think just nobody heard it. So there you go.
Well. I don't think anyone noticed.
Yeah, I think it still worked out okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yep. The photographer guy later was like, he was like, oh, that was that chair dance thing. He's like, I've always heard people talking about that, but I've never been to a wedding where they did it. And then I saw on your schedule something about the hora, but I didn't know what that was. So now I know what it is, and I've gotten to take pictures of one. I'm like, you've never been to a Jewish wedding, huh? But yeah, he was pretty good. Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else?
Did anyone hook up?
Seems like no, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't watching that closely, but definitely seems like no. You see that guy in the kilt?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Yeah. What? Who's that guy?
I was talking to my mom later, and she was like, yeah, I was talking to him. I was like, are you at the wrong wedding?
Because well, I so remember we were on the bus, right? On the way down there.
Oh, yeah.
We saw, like...
Yeah.
We're driving down 16th Street, and we saw, like, this couple kind of dressed nice,
yeah.
And, like, the guy's wearing a kilt.
Like, yeah.
Where do you guys think they're going? And they're like, well, maybe they're going to a wedding. Well, they were.
Yeah, that's actually... Apparently, I guess you were on the bus with a lot of, like, Diane's family, friends, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, they were also... They had that exact same thing. They were like... Oh, look at that weird... Are they going to a wedding?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're going to this wedding!
By the way, did you hear that they tried to not let Jay on the bus?
What?
We said whenever he was getting on the bus, somebody from Diane's family was just like, who are you here with?
Oh my god, they thought he was supposed to be one of them. Yeah. And they all know each other. That's funny. That's what he said to my parents, apparently. He's like, yeah, I'm on that side of the party. That's really funny. But anyway, the kilt guy, he was, so that the woman he was with is one of Diane's friends from college. And he's like, he wasn't like her date, but she like wanted to ask somebody to go with her, but they like couldn't go or whatever. So she just asked this guy who's like her friend.
And so he decided that he would just.
Well, okay.
About him.
Well, so we didn't even know what his name was going to be until like very shortly before.
Did his name change?
Like the existence of him was in doubt. But anyway.
Still in doubt to me.
And then, yeah, so finally we get his name. And then next from this girl, Kelly. And she's like, do you have an ingredient list for what's in all the food? Because he's allergic to a lot of stuff and we just want to make sure. And Diane's like, I mean, I don't have, like, I guess I can send you the menu or whatever. And how about, can you tell me what he's allergic to? And I can let you know, if we think there's anything. And she's like, okay, it's like apples, oranges, berries, eggs, corn, maltodextrose. Diane's like, isn't maltodextrin in everything? I don't know.
Like, I don't even think, like, I would be hesitant to bring this person to a wedding if I was actually dating him. Like, they're not even dating? Or, like, what's going on?
I mean, we were happy to, you know, have her bring someone. Like, that was, you know, always intended. But, basically, we were like, we don't know. And she's like, that's fine.
Is he allergic to wearing pants?
What?
Is he allergic to wearing pants?
Yeah, his legs have a very rare, like, claustrophobia disease. She's like, okay, that's fine. You know, he'll just figure out his own food thing. And then we get another text. She's like, oh, by the way, is it okay? Like, his normal formal wear is a kilt. Is that okay? He totally has, like, you know, usual trousers also, but, you know, just wondering.
Trousers.
You know, totally cool. And we were just like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, let's have a guy in a goddamn kilt.
I mean, he's not Scottish or anything, right?
Apparently he pretended to have a Scottish accent when he was talking to my mom.
Sounds
but
like
yeah,
he didn't
no.
do a very good job.
But yeah, then we looked him up on LinkedIn.
He has a LinkedIn.
That was the
like
one place
we looking him up on Reddit or something.
Yeah, or like Twitch. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was the only place we could find him. So what he does is that he is a masseuse. If that helps you at all.
Hold on. Shouldn't it be a masseur?
Oh, sure. Okay. Right. I don't remember what he said. But anyway,
I feel like there was some talk of somebody getting a massage at this wedding.
Oh, really?
But maybe I'm making that up.
Yeah, well, so I guess he has his own massage business somewhere in Virginia. I don't know. I mean, he also has a lot of other jobs on his LinkedIn page, including like Five Guys and like stuff like that. And then I forget what school it was, but he like worked at some university as a, you know, massage person. In the description of that one, he was like, I only did massage. Okay. I mean, sometimes I brought a massage chair to events, but he like really had to make that clear.
Like, as opposed to what? am I supposed to think that he's a hooker?
I don't know. But yeah, that's the deal with that.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Sorry, I was just presented with a book.
Hey, did Diane want to be on the show?
Do you want to be on the episode?
Not really.
She says not really. Just talk a little louder and you will be anyway.
This is a blanket to keep warm during chemotherapy.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's not funny.
Podcast debut. Giving away a little personal information that wasn't intended to be said on air. No, she works for a cancer company. Context. Okay. So anyway, back to the regularly scheduled discussion.
So nobody met anyone at this wedding.
I don't think so. Not that many people were single, right?
Yeah, that was my impression.
Right. I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Yeah, so other than that, a success, I guess.
That's awesome. All right. Well, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up this podcast.
All right. Put a bow on it.
Gentlemen, I called this Cheesesteak Summit because America needs my help. Now, Jerry?
Hello.
This proud nation depends on Jerry's Subs and Pizza for the world's best cheesesteaks at the world's best prices.
Right, sir. Just $2.99.
$2.99? Is this some kind of government-funded clunkers for cheesesteaks program, Mr. President?
Sir, with all due respect, even Jerry's $2.99 cheesesteak sale can't fix the economy.
Listen, Mr. Media Overexposure, Jerry's represents everything that's great about our country.
Tender, juicy slices of steak.
Grilled to perfectoration.
Smothered in tons of creamy, melted provolone. Cheese.
Look, let's be clear. Jerry's $2.99 cheesesteak sale alone cannot solve our nation's problems.
Oh yeah, like your health plan. Remember, a cheesesteak a day keeps a doctor away.
It's Jerry's. Oh, oh, Jerry's.
Folks, there's no debate about this. My original cheesesteak is on sale for just $2.99.
A $2.99 cheesesteak, now that's what I call a public option.
Celebrity Summit attendees impersonificated.
Excitement.
This is behind the scenes. Kind of sprayed it on the recording equipment a little bit.
Oh my god. Have we cleaned those ever? I don't know. I think that position is also open.
Somebody sent me an onion article.
Yes.
Saying, area podcaster pledges to improve sound quality on next episode.
I saw that one, yeah. We do not make that promise.
We make that promise every time. But I think that this new this new setup that we have here is better.
That's yeah, I guess we'll let the listeners be the judge.
Yeah.
So, you know, write in. Take our poll, our Insta poll.
And maybe I'll put a Twitter poll. You know, you can put polls on Twitter now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like officially supported.
Yeah. Which is bad for everyone who previously did polls on Twitter.
Right.
Who was just doing it for the retweets and the favorites.
I see. I thought you meant because there used to be a company whose business model was doing polls on Twitter, but now Twitter themselves are doing it, so they're out of business now.
No, it's always just like, you know, who's better? Retweet for Cam Newton, favorite for Peyton Manning.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
That's terrible. So, who's better?
Cam.
Duh.
Peyton Manning's bad now.
Because
he's old.
Hmm.
Cam? Well, Cam is good.
Contrastingly, on the other hand.
Yeah.
How many Super Bowls have they both won?
Well, Peyton has won one.
Okay.
And Cam has won zero.
Well, your argument isn't holding up that well.
But Cam has only been in the league for 4 years.
I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to go by future expectations, you know, you're just going to be disappointed.
I think Cam might win it this year.
Well, okay.
That's what I've been saying since the beginning of the year.
We're talking about the Mets, right?
About the Mets.
Everyone at work has been talking about this, was it like Michigan State game?
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, is it terrible or is it great?
I guess it's great.
I mean, it depends who you are, I guess, yeah.
Right. For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, there was this game, and then they lost, and now the Earth is going to be destroyed.
Can you actually describe? I want you to describe what happened in this game.
In my own words?
Yeah.
Okay. So they were playing another team, which was not themselves.
Who's they?
It was the Michigan State University football team.
Right.
American football team. The Buckeyes? No, that's the other guys. The Jaguars? The Cougars? The Michigan Staters? Anyway, they have a name, I'm sure. So, those guys, and I'm not being politically incorrect by saying guys. They really are all guys. There's no women on that team. I mean, maybe that's them being politically incorrect, but, you know, I'm not going to get into that here. It has literally no bearing on the story I'm about to tell. So they were engaged in a football game against another school, which I think was like Ohio or something. Can you confirm or deny that?
I'm going to deny that.
Okay, so another school, which is one of the schools in the U.S. that is not Ohio. And it was, a lot of people were watching it, maybe. And then the Michigan people, they were winning.
Wait
at the end.
I thought it was Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm abbreviating.
Okay, go on.
Is it really not Michigan State?
No, go on.
Okay. They were winning.
Who was winning?
The Michigan State friends team.
Okay, go on.
Is that not correct?
Go on. Tell your story.
Yeah. So it was like the fourth out of four quarters in the football game. And there was like, at that point, with like 9 seconds left on what we refer to as the clock. I'm not talking about like the atomic clock at NIST or anything like that, or wherever that is, the Naval Observatory. That clock is not counting down. It's actually counting up. So it would be kind of meaningless to say that there's only 9 seconds left on that clock. But rather the clock that is ticking down the number of seconds left in this football game that I'm talking about, pretty much everything I'm saying is in the context of this football game. So you can think about it like that if you want. And if you're not aware, also, that time kind of stops on this particular clock in between plays, which is when, like, people actually move around on the field. So it's not like, so, like, I've taken way more than 9 seconds to just even talk about this right now, but even during the game, that would still be okay. The clock wouldn't move because nobody would be doing anything. But then they start doing something, and they're winning at this point. That's what I was trying to say. They're winning by 2 points.
Who's winning?
You're going to make me say it again and sound stupid if I'm wrong. But anyway, I think the Michigan State folks, crew, are leading in the lead by 2 points on the board. 23-21, if I recall correctly. 23 being the greater number of the two numbers there. And then
the
all they had to do...
It's everywhere.
What?
Said the number 23, it's everywhere.
Oh my God. Wow. I haven't even thought about that. That's crazy. Okay. So all they had to do, so then they had the ball, like, not like they own a ball. I mean, they probably do own very many more than one ball. But by that, I mean, it was their turn to take the football object and use it, carry it, or make it fly through the air in some manner, starting with it in their possession, not the other team, which, as we've discussed before, is definitely not Ohio. So they had it, and this guy, there's this one guy whose job it is, all he does in the context of this game is he just takes the ball and then he kicks it with like his leg, and then it just goes flying to the other end of the field, hopefully. I mean, he wants to get to go as far as he possibly can make it go. And instead of doing that, which is what he would have wanted to do, I mean, as I just described, that's literally all he does normally. He didn't kick it, and it just fell, and it didn't touch his leg at all. And then these other guys, the non-Ohio Buckeyes, they just, like, it just fell on the ground so they could just pick it up. And that's... Then no one could stop them. I mean, lots of people could stop them, but they didn't. They failed. And that's really bad. I mean, that's quite a mistake, as I understand it. That's like really something you don't want to happen. And then they pretty much just took it and ran all the way to the other end of the field, which is really bad for, I mean, that's like even worse than the ball not getting kicked. The fact that they managed to take it all the way to the end of the field, that's like a huge disaster, because remember I was talking about the 2 points earlier. That action is enough to merit in awarding that team a whole 6 points. I mean, that's crazy. That, I mean, let's do the math here. 6 > 2, that's enough to overcome the lead. Am I right? So then they won. They actually won that game.
Who?
Hawaii luau dancers, or whatever that team was. And so Michigan, who was fully expecting to be celebrating at that point, they did not. And in fact, the other team got to celebrate so much that they actually broke a bone on the guy who was like instrumental in getting them those points, which is also hilarious. And he's like, he can't participate in any more of these kind of games for a while as he heals from that whole experience.
Right.
So, and just as much physical pain as he in, that Michigan State kicking guy, he's in just as much, if not more, mental pain. I mean, he's got to be really suffering. I don't even know what he's thinking about. And that's kind of the end of the story.
That's a great recap.
Later, I summarize the whole thing.
I think you should try out for SportsCenter.
Yeah. do you want to tell it in your own words now?
Let me ask you, how is it from your perspective?
I was completely unaffected.
All right.
I'll
just tell you that Michigan State is the team that won.
Okay. Well, you know, it's all relative.
And the team that lost, can you guess what the team that lost was?
The Ohio State guys?
No, it was Michigan.
Holy shit. Okay, well, you can definitely understand my confusion. I mean, maybe. I had such a firm grasp on so many of the other particulars. I guess I just didn't have room for that detail. So, yeah. I would say neither of those teams is going to the Super Bowl this year, though, because they are college football teams and not members of the NFL. So maybe they can take some solace in that.
Pretty good. The Michigan coach coached in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Oh. Well, he's definitely never going to be allowed to do that again.
Well, that was a good wedding and or football recap.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we've sufficiently wrapped this up?
Okay, do you want to do a podcast recap?
Okay, yeah. No podcast today.
What?
I think that's a good name for a podcast.
Podcast recap?
No, I think that if we make a new podcast, like, besides the Ben and Ed show, it should be called No Podcast Today.
That's pretty good. It's like Talking Dead.
Yeah. So I didn't know that show existed, but I always saw Talking Bad.
Oh, I didn't know that show existed.
And I was just like, that's not really a clever name.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway, so
all right, well, are we doing a recap? Okay, we started out, then 90 minutes later.
I'm on the plane. You saw an exclusive sneak preview.
Yes, do make sure to get to the Ben and Vince show early next time. Don't wait in line for popcorn. How weird is it? You won't be able to hear anything through your headphones. They're crunching.
Well.
Alright. And I'll leave you with one prediction. 9/11 is gonna happen.
Yeah, let's go watch that video then.
Alright, see y'all later. Time to watch a video.
Everyone at home, go watch it too.
Okay. What am I searching for?
If you're in the car or something, don't watch it while you're driving.
I mean, don't feel too bad about it if you do that. Get the link. All right, I'm just going to search for Back to the Future 9/11. All right, it's definitely coming up for sure.